in discussion as far as who would be replacing Speaker Ryan. One of the names we keep hearing is House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, a Republican from Louisiana. Scalise joined Fox News and was asked about his interest in running for Speaker of the House. Take a listen to his answer, kind of.
Well, what I've always said is, first of all, I've got a job right now as the House Majority Whip, and there's a lot more we need to do. I was meeting with President Trump last night at the White House with the rest of our leadership team, and frankly, we were talking about all the things that we want to get done the rest of this year, building on the tax cut bill that we passed that's having a tremendous positive impact on the economy.
Out of respect for an act of duty for both victims and heroes, today is Holocaust Remembrance Day in Israel. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
As sirens begin to wail, people, wherever they are or whatever they're doing, will stop, even on busy roadways, as many will stand in silence to contemplate the 6 million Jews who were systematically killed by Nazi Germany. All activity will stop as coffee shops, restaurants, theaters, and stores are closed, while lights are turned off in reference to the beginning of the 1943 Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. I'm John Clemens.
Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, huntertonchamberradio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog of Wall Street.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two of the Watchdog on Wall Street Show. I had written down, I forgot about it last hour, I'd written down various different, you have little pop-up alerts show up on your phone, alerts, headlines from various different sites. I do. I get them from CNBC, I get them from the Wall Street Journal, and a few others there. A lot of it is to do for entertainment purposes alone. I can read the stitches on the fastball. I start seeing what they're pushing out there. I start seeing the narrative. I start seeing what they're trying to do. And even sometimes, they run out of steam. Jamie Dimon did an interview this past week, and they start sending out little excerpts from the interview, and they were all framed to get investors to think that the market, he thought that the market was going to tank. didn't give any sort of perspective at all. Didn't take the entire interview and give it proper credence. It was there to get the people going. I thought about it this past week. We shouldn't call many of these, I don't call them journalists anymore. We should call them instigators. They are there to stir up trouble. They're instigators. And much of what they put out there is to do just that. I want everybody to understand. CNBC doesn't give a damn whether you make money or lose money. It doesn't make any difference to them. They just want you tuned in. They are there to make sure. They want you to go to their website. They want the clicks. They want them to have the eyeballs. They need to have that. Looking to get revenue off the site. How many eyeballs are on the site? Well, they can price their ads for that site. They want you tuned in to their program. Why do you think they send out all of these little alerts, and how do you think that they're phrased the right way? They want you to swipe and read more. And oftentimes there isn't much there, but you most certainly see an ad, and oh, they can register some more eyeballs. They are not looking out for you. And the sooner you realize that, the better off you're going to be. I want to talk a little bit about reactions. Last hour we did talk about how investors make really, really poor decisions. We played the clip from Seinfeld when George Costanza decides he makes that decision. He's going to do the opposite of what his instincts are telling him to do, and it works out quite well. Well, there is a group out there that, they kind of see through all this. They do. And it's true, it's wealthy people. Really wealthy people and wealthy families, especially multi-generational families that are wealthy, they understand all of this. They get it. I did a bit years ago here. It was I wrote a column about it too, and it was simple rules of the road. Rules of the road when it comes to investing, what you need to know. It's simple. And I know we've done this before on the program, and we're spending a lot of time on this. But whenever we have market corrections, whenever we see volatility, we have to come back to it. We do. We have to come back to it because it's the fundamentals. You succeed, especially in sports. You think about sports. You want to be successful in sports, you better work on the fundamentals. You better work on your basic skills again and again and again. Remember when I was younger reading an interview about Larry Bird and how many layups he took a day and how many foul shots he took a day and how many five-foot jumpers he took a day. He wasn't just standing behind the three-point line, hoisting those up. The fundamentals. When I coach, my practice, I'm a two-hour practice guy. First hour of practice is nothing but skill work. Nothing but focusing on the fundamentals. I want the kids to touch the ball hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times out of practice, doing things and focusing on doing things the right way. Well, they're fundamentals. You talk about stock fundamentals, but there's also basic fundamentals and skills that you need to have and possess if you're an investor. And there's not that many of them. However, when the going gets tough, the tough forget. Well, actually, that's wrong. The going gets tough, the tough remember. The doofuses forget. I don't want you to be a doofus. I don't want you to fall under that category where you're making poor decisions and mistakes. Simple rules of the road for investors. Number one, and we've talked about this at great length, compounding is the royal road to riches. It is. Most people fail to realize this. It was a great chart. I was at a, about 15 years ago. Jeremy Siegel was speaker, and he admitted. He said, look, I put together all these charts. No. Well, my assistants, my grad students at Wharton do the research. I put them to work, and they assemble all the data. And he broke down. He broke down stock market returns, compared it against all other asset classes. And, of course, the market blew everything. Stocks blew everything away. But the reality was, and what he presented was, that the bulk of stock market returns wasn't due to capital appreciation. It was to dividends and the reinvestment of dividends. You need to find great, safe yields, and you need to stick with them. And it's magic to watch it grow. It is. You'll have months where your portfolio value will drop. There's a stock market correction. But you'll take a look at the income that's coming in. And if you're at that point in time where you're reinvesting that income, you're then buying stocks at a lower price. And it keeps that wonderful cycle going. Number two rule. And again, I can gecko this up. Remember in Wall Street? Hey, bud, nothing ruins my day more than losses. Yep. Don't lose money. Don't lose money. And I know I sound like a simpleton.
Oh, okay, Chris. That's really great insight.
No, it is. It's fantastic insight. Because people do really dumb things. Like, oh, I really believe in this stock. I'm a big believer. I did my homework on this one. I believe in it. And you believe in it all the way down to nothing. Like countless people did during the dot-com collapse. I believe in it. No, I don't care how much you believe in it. You still need to protect your downside. Because, again, sometimes you're going to be wrong. Sometimes we are going to be wrong. Sometimes the fundamentals will change. Yeah, it happens to the best of us. We get caught off guard. And something changes very, very quickly. And you know what? We've got to get out. And you've got to minimize your losses. The key is you've got to minimize your losses when those events occur. Because they're going to occur. You want to call them black swan events? Whatever you want to call them. They happen. And you need to limit the downside. You also need to limit the amount of fads and, you know, other hot investments and hot ideas out there that you're buying into thinking that you're going to see the sun, the moon, the stars overnight. It doesn't work. It's another way you're going to lose money. Another way? Debt. That's right. I just talked about compounding, correct? Compounding can work for you. But if you've got a heap load of debt, especially high interest debt, credit card debt, unsecured debt like that, yeah, you're losing a lot of money. Number three, as I was talking about multi-generational wealthy families and how they operate, invest like a multimillionaire. What does that mean? Families that are wealthy, wealthy individuals, families, whatever it may be, they're not pressured. They're not pressured to get rich quick because they're rich already. They've also been around the block. They have. More often than not, they've got fairly competent financial advisors that understand how the markets work. They understand how the markets work. They do, and they understand that corrections and crashes happen, and they're prepared for that. Could you imagine, take a wealthy family, let's take the Rockefeller. Could you imagine the Rockefeller family freaking out over the stock market correction over the past few weeks, past couple months? No. No, they don't, and neither should you. And rule number four, and again, these are simple rules. Buy stuff on sale. Buy assets on sale. You need to look for value. Value at all. People, stocks, everything moves in long patterns up and down. There's no need to overpay for something. And if you think something is overvalued and it continues to go higher, so what? You missed it. Big deal. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, I missed out on lots of things. I've talked about it here on the program. I didn't get into Amazon at the bottom, because there was too many internet retailers at that point in time. Too many internet retailers, and I didn't know who was going to make it. I didn't. I remember when Amazon was first out there, it sold just books. That's it. Bezos got smart. He decided to sell everything and take over everything that everybody else was doing. Who knew? It could have been Pets.com that did that. It could have been CD Now. I wasn't into the risk at that point. That's okay. You can get involved when it was safer. Buy assets on sale. We got to take a break right here. We get back as well. I'm going to have a little bit more fun with this stuff. We're going to talk about Homer Simpson and Spock from Star Trek. That's right. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff there at the site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Can you remember the last time you had a great night's sleep? How you felt the next morning? More energized. More alive. Feel the difference of deeper sleep daily with the new Tomorrow mattress. Designed by the world's leading sleep experts at Serta Simmons Bedding and delivered right to your door. Use promo code HAPPY for up to $250 in savings when purchasing a mattress, foundation, and sleep protector. That's tomorrowsleep.com promo code HAPPY.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6565 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6565.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. Up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Americans' total credit card debt continues to climb, with the average household carrying a credit card balance of over $15,000. According to NerdWallet's American Household Credit Card Debt Survey, 61% of Americans who have ever owned a credit card have carried a balance from 1 month to the next. I'm Andrea Warrock, Ambassador for Marcus by Goldman Sachs. To get your financial house in order this spring, explore your options when it comes to paying off credit card debt. If you carry a balance on one or multiple cards, consider consolidating debts by taking out a personal loan. You can find these loans online with lenders such as Marcus by Goldman Sachs, which offers no-fee, fixed-rate personal loans to help consumers with good credit pay off high-interest, variable-rate credit card debt. For more information, please visit www.marcus.com. That's www.marcus.com.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Little Eagles. It's summertime music for me, and I miss summer. I really, really do. I was going to over February break, I was going to head down to Florida and get out of the cold and do the radio show from there. And I decided against it. It's so much work for me to get, and I don't get up and go and think that I'm actually on vacation when I'm not really on vacation. I'm still working. I'm just working where it's warm. I was like, what's the point? And we've just had this winter that just won't end up here. But anyway, you know, I got a lot of emails over the course of the week, and I can't please everyone. I can't. I mentioned last time we were talking about the fundamentals. I have to go over this stuff. Times like these, I do. I win, guys. If I can get a few people, I don't care. We had over 200 radio stations around the country. Few people every single week that I can save from doing stupid stuff. I call that a win. Yeah, I'm on the air 6 days a week. 3 hours a day, 6 days a week. And I know a lot of people come to the program, they want my take on politics, and I know I give a very different look than everybody else does, and they want my take on it. I give it to you over the course of the week. The big show, the weekend show, especially at times like these, I have to focus on the fundamentals. It's important. I want to talk a little bit more. I mentioned Homer Simpson and Spock from Star Trek. It was about almost 10 years ago. Warren Buffett was giving his, I think it was May of 2008, Warren Buffett was giving his, was having his annual conference in Omaha. And he came out and he said to investors, it kind of shocked everybody. He said, I would pay a significant sum of money if you could give me the opportunity for all of my stocks to drop by 50% over the next month. If I own a stock and it goes down 50%, I look forward to it. I'm paraphrasing. Something to that nature. It shocked people. And I go back and I think about where the markets were in the right around this point in time, back in 2009. And at that point in time, if you were listening to Fox News, you're on Glenn Beck's program, it was just a parade of how we're all going to die and the world is going to end and buy your bunker and buy your seed banks and do all of these things. We were all going to hell in a handbasket fast. Gloom and doom. Markets hit a low, and things were really looking dire. And my brothers and I were dealing with the situation. Again, our long-term clients, the ones we've had for a long time, they're okay. They get it. And again, we got some of them getting a little bit nervous when you see a market crash like it did. But many people, and again, it took a lot of work on our part to calm people down and tell everybody it was going to be okay. Don't be one of the greater fools out there. Don't be one of the greater fools. Now, Warren Buffett mentions this, like stocks go down by 50%. In theory, I would too. Yeah, I'm saying it right here on the program. In theory, I too would like everything to go down by 50%. And take advantage of it. Yes, I would. However, I'm able to understand this, and I invest like Spock. You know, Vulcans, logic, reason. Yeah, you have to utilize that. Now, investors, if they saw the market drop by 50%, they're not going to act with logic and reason. Their fight or flight response is going to kick in, and they're going to do some crazy things. So, yeah, Warren Buffett would be able to handle it. I'd be able to handle it. But let me tell you, it'd be a disaster. It would. Again, especially a lot of our newer clients, and were constantly, you know, people coming in, week out. Many of them gotten, you know, god awful advice before, once bit, twice shy type of an attitude. Wouldn't be able to handle it. They'd panic. They would panic at the sight of this. They wouldn't be able to take it. So Warren Buffett was right. He was right in that, you know what? Yeah. In theory, yeah, you want everything to go down to 50%. But again, it's the madness of crowds. If you follow me. And I always go back to that scene from Men in Black down there at the Battery where Tommy Lee Jones is explaining to Will Smith's character that how people as a whole, they're not smart. They're irrational. They do crazy things. And a person by themselves, yeah. But, man, you imagine all of the things that will be popping up on your phone. Then you get all of the hucksters out of the woodwork telling you that the end is near. Yeah, so, Warren, I agree with you there. But, man, oh, man, would that be a headache. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Again, become a part of the Watchdog on Wall Street family. Free consultations with our certified financial planners, account repair kits, college planning kits, healthcare, all sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Mike Pompeo is currently the director of the CIA. Currently, he is testifying in front of a Senate Foreign Relations Committee today. President Donald Trump did nominate him to be the next Secretary of State. Let's take a listen to a portion of the confirmation hearing today dealing with Russia.
We need to push back in each place that we confront them and by every vector, cyber, economic, each of those tools that Vladimir Putin is using. We need to do our best to make sure that he doesn't succeed in what we believe his ultimate goal is.
Today at the White House, President Donald Trump updated us on the situation regarding Syria and a possible response to the alleged chemical attack.
We're obviously looking at that very closely, and I will be leaving here. I was there, and now I'll be going back as soon as this meeting is over. But we're looking very, very seriously, very closely at that whole situation, and we'll see what happens, folks. We'll see what happens.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, you are. Now, again, I am an equal opportunity basher here on the program. I do not subscribe to the, I'm an elephant, I'm a donkey, I support this one, I support that one. This is the problem with the country. Divide ourselves into little groups, put ourselves into camps, and we stop thinking. We stop thinking for ourselves, and we allow cable news, we allow politicians, we allow talking points, we allow groups to think for us. Don't do that. Don't be that guy. Anyway, I spent a significant amount of time last weekend raising my anger towards the president and him signing the omnibus spending package. And I have to say, and I'm honest with people in regards to their reactions, the overwhelming majority of emails that I receive, and I want to remind you, I'm more apt to, like, respond to an email where you're, like, against me than agreeing with me. I can't answer them all. I can't. Yeah, it's, remember in Bruce Almighty when he gets the power of God and he answers everyone's prayers? He gets them all via email there. And he answers them all to affirmative. He grants everyone's prayers and all of the problems that it caused. Anyway, I can't do that, and I don't have an automatic reply, you know, just feeding you a line of BS. I don't do that. I wish I could. But over the course of the week, I take your emails and I read them. I most certainly go through them and read them. I can't respond to them all. And I try to group them and I try to craft responses and various different segments we do on the program towards what you guys are emailing me from all over the country. But last week, overwhelming support for my position in regards to Donald Trump. Did have a few, though. Did have a few out there that super Trumpsters. The super Trumpsters. The super Trumpsters are no different than the Obama bots. No different. They will support Trump no matter what he does. Really? Really? That's not too smart, is it? Now, how about taking a step back and thinking? That's like Reagan. People thinking Reagan was infallible. Oh, really? You see that immigration bill that he signed? How'd that work out for us? He wasn't. He made mistakes. Sent our troops into Lebanon. Pulled them out very quickly, too, after we got hit with a suicide bomb, killing, was it 250 Marines? He made mistakes. Doesn't mean I didn't support him and think that he, well, the greatest president in my lifetime. You need to be critical, and you need to be a critical thinker. and you need to turn the heat up. Because pressure is being brought to bear by you. Politicians that came home, little spring break, Easter holiday, have been hearing it from you. They have. People are none too happy. And I'm telling you right now, okay, Republicans are going to get their butts kicked. They're going to get their butts kicked. That blue wave, that's real. Why? Why bother? Why am I going to go and vote for this Republican again? Maybe if you threw somebody new up there and different. I'm not even a member of the Republican Party, but at least you're going to throw a true conservative there that's going to look into rein in spending. I don't care. You don't know how many people I talk to that just don't care. Not going to show up. Why bother? You say you're going to do one thing. You say you're going to do one thing, Barack Obama's president, you cut back on spending, and then you do something completely different. And I'm going to go to the polls. What? Oh, because the Democrats are going to win? What difference does it make, is what these people are saying. So the pressure that you are putting on these politicians, believe it or not, is working. It is. It's working. Because they're actually thinking about going back and rescinding some of this spending. There's a way to do it. There is. It's actually from a ruling from 1974. It's called the Impound Control Act. And what it does is allows the White House to propose rescinding funds, and then Congress has to vote on it within 45 days. Get to work. Get to work. Because if you don't, people aren't going to show. They're not. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Newsletter consultations with our certified financial planners. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 6060 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 6060. Avant.com, code 6060.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America.
Hispanic entrepreneurs are more bullish than their non-Hispanic peers about revenue and hiring in the year ahead, and optimistic about their long-term future. According to the 2018 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight, 37% plan to hire in 2018, and 71% expect revenue increases. Additionally, over three-quarters of Hispanic business owners plan to grow their business in the next 5 years, and nearly 9 out of 10 believe the business environment for Hispanic entrepreneurs will strengthen in the next decade. Elizabeth Romero, Bank of America Small Business Executive, discusses the findings.
One of the fastest-growing segments of the small business sector, Hispanic entrepreneurs expect economic growth, higher revenue, and increased hiring in 2018. This overwhelming optimism extends beyond this year, as Hispanic business owners are anticipating a stronger business climate that will help them grow and flourish over the next decade.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Top Gun Tunes. Welcome back. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. All right. Another tidbit I've got to get into. Yes, I said it. And a lot of people are confused by it. Actually, I had more emails of people questioning my logic and reason when it came to tax reform. What do you mean it's a C-plus, B-minus tax reform? What do you mean? Look at how well good the economy's doing. Whoa! Hey, again, I have given Donald Trump a hell of a lot of credit for what he has done in regards to rolling back regulations. I have, and that most certainly has helped. And I hope he continues to do that. But let me tell you something. The tax reform bill is a C-plus, B-minus bill. Case closed. It has been great for big corporations. And I want that. Okay? And I'm the guy that rails against many big businesses all the time. Rails against it. But I also want our country to succeed. I want our country to do well, and we need to be competitive here in the United States. We can't have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. It's patently absurd. We want businesses to do well. I don't even believe in corporate taxes at all. But as far as the tax reform goes for small businesses out there, it's screwed up. Why is it that if you're an architect and you own an architectural firm, you get the flow-through tax break, but if you are a physician or an accountant or even a financial planner like myself, you're not included. Do you know that we're dealing with, again, another instance of businesses trying to find a way around taxes legally? Tax avoidance. Tax avoidance isn't illegal. Tax evasion is illegal. Yeah, crack and pack. You familiar with what crack and pack is? Yeah, it's a new little slogan accountants are coming up with where businesses are actually having to split in two and divide their businesses up into different groups so they can try to take advantage of the flow-through tax break and run revenues through one and profits out through another. One big stinking mess is what it is, making the tax code overly complex. And all the people that are going out there and actively doing this, for all you know, the IRS will change the rules tomorrow. Again, are we not supposed to be equal under the law here in this country? We are, aren't we? Well, why do they get a tax? Why does that business get a tax break and these other businesses do not? You tell me. Again, it is a C-plus, B-minus tax reform bill at best. Hey, fix it. Make it better. Nothing wrong with that. Go back and say, you know what? We screwed up here. We got to make this better. We've got to make this fair. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our accounting division is doing yeoman's work trying to help everybody through this at this point in time, and it's a crazy, silly time of year, too. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. This weekend is Easter number two for The Watchdog. It's right. Orthodox Easter this week, and again, I get to do Easter twice. My favorite holiday, I get to do twice. Remember the Hobbits? They had two breakfasts. What about second breakfast? Well, what about second Easter? Anyway, I wanted to quickly touch on this because I do get emails from listeners from all over the country that send me stuff that people in the mainstream media say, whether it be Chuck Todd and how he talked about Easter or CNN and they're angry about it. Did you see this, Chris? All right. I'm going to make a suggestion for everybody out there. All of our Christian listeners out there, hey, it doesn't matter what your faith is, if you're getting ridiculed by people in the mainstream media for your faith, don't get angry. Don't. What good is that? What good is it for you to get angry over what one of these people on TV are going to say? Won't do a thing. What's your best bet? Pray for them. Pray for them. The greater the anger, the more outrage, and I demand an apology from this one, and I demand an apology. No, don't demand an apology. Why? Why are you demanding an apology? Are you going to make you really going to make you feel any better? And it shouldn't bother you anyway. if you really take a look and listen and pay attention to what the whole Lenten season and Easter, what it's trying to tell you, don't you think that need to kind of rise above all of that? Don't you say? Then just, again, Ed, you could say whatever you want. Oh, Bill Maher, you could say whatever. You can mock. I don't care. What do I care? Do you understand? You empower them by getting angry. You empower them by demanding apologies. Ignore them. If you had to put zombies, say, you know, I really feel bad that you feel that way. I'll pray for you anyway. You win. You win. And it's the right thing to do. I don't know. I just had to bring that up because I did get several emails, you know, mocking phrase, people not understanding. Rise above it. That's all I've got to say. All right. I saw this story this past week, and it brought me back. It brought me back to a point in time. Yeah. Homeowners are sitting on $5.4 trillion in ready cash. Ready cash. No. No, please, not again. Not again! Yeah, that's home equity. Rising home values, this is a story. Rising home values are making homeowners richer. A lot richer. Are they really? Are they really making you richer? It's your home. It's not a bank. Did you feel, you woke up this morning, and let's say your home value went up. Let's say magically you woke up one day and some real estate agent told you, wow, you could sell your home for this, and it was $150,000 more than you spent for it. Do you feel $150,000 richer? Do you? Now, you still got the same mortgage you got to pay every single month, right? It's a bill. Until your home is paid for, it's a bill. And then even after it's paid for, it's still a bill because of all the upkeep and all the taxes that you have to pay. I wrote back in April of 2006, I'm warning people left and right and all over the place about how all of these people are planning on using their home as their primary retirement vehicle. Oh, yeah, houses keep going up. Boy, oh, boy, look at a retirement that I'm going to be able to have. And these are the same people that were going out and taking home equity lines on their house to buy stuff. To buy stuff. Your home equity line is one of those things that you have break glass if an emergency. That's it. Oh, you remember the people that were pitching you back then? Oh, you take money out of your house. You can go on a dream vacation. You can do this. You're using your home as a bank? No. No. Why would you stretch yourself like that? Okay, you've got more equity in your home. So what? What does that mean? And again, you talk about the liquidity of real estate, like you can all of a sudden put in a sell order, and it's gone tomorrow. Right. Sure. Now, always been an effort there, because again, there's a lot of money. A lot of money in writing those loans, is there not? A lot of, and hey, listen, refinancings are not happening as often now because interest rates are coming up. So those loan brokers are going to have to sell you something. Hey, you got equity in your home. Why not take some money out of your home? Use it to make those repairs. Home improvements. Make your home better. I'll tell you something. That doesn't work. You don't get your money back on that stuff. They tell you you will, but you won't. Trust me. Again, people, use your head. Understand what the media puts out. Understand what they're trying to sell you at that point in time. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Again, people, we can help you out with all this stuff. Help answer your questions. See you through all the nonsense. Get to our website, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Give us a call, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Moments ago at the White House, President Donald Trump highlighted some of the economic progress we've seen in 2018.
A typical family of four earning $75,000 a year will see their tax bill slashed in half. Nobody thought they'd ever see that. Have a lot more money to spend. And we didn't get one Democratic vote. That's tough. In fact, I have to say, they want to increase your taxes. If they ever got into power, they have stated that they want to increase your taxes and spend money on things that you don't even want to know about. So we've doubled, very importantly, the child tax credit.
Model Janice Dickinson told a jury today that Bill Cosby raped her. Now, she was the fourth woman to take the stand in Cosby's sexual assault retrial in suburban Philadelphia. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
The Newport Beach, California City Council has become the latest in Orange County, California to support the U.S. Department of Justice's lawsuit in the sanctuary state law in California. Scott Piotr is on the Newport Beach City Council. He explained why he's in favor of this lawsuit against the state.
It's a tool in the toolbox for our police to help keep criminals off the street. And it has nothing to do with immigration, as a lot of our opponents are trying to say. Instead, we're trying to deal with illegal alien criminals. And so we join the growing list of cities trying to tell Sacramento that we are not very happy about the law.
Oklahoma's two largest school districts have reached a ninth consecutive day of teacher strikes as educators try to get lawmakers to provide more money for salaries and classroom needs. While some smaller school districts have resumed classes, Oklahoma and Tulsa remain closed today. Worth noting, the average starting salary for a teacher in Oklahoma is right around $32,000 a year. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A a study came out earlier this year that said a majority of Americans do not have $1,000 in their savings should an emergency happen. Well, what can be done to put your financial life into order? John Schwartz is author of the new book titled This Is the Year I Put My Financial Life in Order. He has some advice for you on how to save money.
So there was a very famous study that showed that more than 40% of people, if they had to pay a $400, if they got a $400 expense placed in front of them, would have to borrow money to pay it. They don't even have that much in their account. You have to address these things. And so debt grows. There are lots of ways to reduce debt. Lots of people have advice on it. Dave Ramsey, the commentator, author, and radio guy, talks a lot about the snowball method and reducing debt by tackling individual debts, breaking down what you owe, and taking care of the smallest debt you have first, and sort of getting into the habit of paying down debts, but always keeping in mind, you know, that these are chunks that you can accomplish.